from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Purdy sends Kittle in motion right. Purdy out of the shotgun, drops a couple of steps, going to take a deep shot to Brandon Ayuk. It's deflected.
Oh, he caught it!
Caught! Ayuk caught it out of the air. A flag is also down. Did Ayuk score? He got touchdown on the 2-yard line.
That's going to be DPI and a deflection, and Brandon Ayuk never gave up on the football and came down with it at the 2 or 3 yard line.
He's already made a Lynn Swan catch in a playoff game, and now he will be playing for Lynn Swann's old team. Brandon Ayuk headed to Pittsburgh. According to just me right now, and a guy who has a dog avatar on Twitter.
Pretty Ricky.
But gets a lot of these things right.
Yeah, Pretty Ricky apparently people think might be like a league office mole or somebody connected to a league office person, but a person who knows things.
Also,
according to me, because I heard something Monday night that corroborated.
Get on board. Okay, so I've got.
No, I believe you because I heard something Monday night that corroborated it matched up with everything you've been reporting.
Let's go through who is on Team Pony with the Ayuk trade. Malzi?
Well, just on your side that I think it's happening.
Are you going to put your reporting chops here and say you're also reporting it's happening? Because I could.
No, I'm just corroborating that what I have heard, admittedly not from as many people as you've heard it, just corroborates what you have been putting
out
there.
Pretty Ricky. Malzi. Jersey Jerry sent out a tweet, evidently, it just was brought to my attention about an hour or two ago, of Omar Khan with laser eyes.
Mm.
Just laser eyes Khan. Does number one Steelers fan Jersey Jerry, who's played golf with TJ Watt.
Who has probably an in with some of these players who might know something. Does he
have an inside source?
Do you feel better that you have strength in numbers now that before it was you out on the ledge, and if it was ending up wrong, you were going to take the fall. But now there's a dog avatar guy.
Dog
there's
avatar
me,
guy.
There's Jersey Jerry. You think a stiff gust of wind from angry people is going to blow Jersey Jerry over? He's low to the ground.
How about Alan Saunders? You were telling me moments before he went on the air. Alan Saunders, Steelers insider.
Well, hold on. I'm going to read Alan's tweet.
Is Saunders trying to refute me, or is he trying to back me up here? What are you sensing?
I'm going to read Alan's tweet verbatim, because Alan strikes me as the type of guy that might get a little upset with us if we misrepresent
him. Very measured reporter here. He doesn't like to just throw horse manure out there.
Alan Saunders, 15 minutes ago, sources relay optimism that the Steelers believe they have the framework of a deal in place that is going to eventually land them Brandon Ayuk. Obviously, for whatever reason, it has yet to actually happen, so stay tuned. Fluid situation, things of that nature. But the first sentence that he wrote matches up with what you were
reporting. I didn't say fluid. Fluid situation.
No, just the first sentence he wrote.
But fluid situation makes it appear like things can change. I don't see that happening. Have you brought up I's and T's yet, or was that off the air? Did you bring up eyes knee dotted and T's knee crossed? Because
I'll just can I?
I think that's all that's left, Chris. I think eyes and T's are all that's left with this deal.
I talked to somebody Monday who, citing somebody, citing a source. So I was getting it, I guess, technically secondhand, but I feel no reason to distrust anybody involved here. Who made it seem Monday night to me that more or less the deal was done the way you're talking about it right now, that the deal might have been done for like a couple of days and they were just basically haggling over the little minor points, but that it was all like just like a light drizzle, you know what I mean? Not a downpour. Like this, not something that's going to stop anything from happening. And not that I ever have doubted your reporting. Like I got somebody saying I'm not going to trust a guy who said Mason Rudolph was going to be a better NFL quarterback than Lamar Jackson. People, do I have to explain this to you in slow terms here? Do I have to like say it very slowly and very clearly so you understand? There's a difference between an opinion, a bad one, like the one Pony did put out there about Mason and Lamar.
Although he did get red hot at the end of last year and get the Steelers to the playoffs.
Please, do you have to? One guy's a two-time MVP. Don't even start this. There is a major difference.
Horrible record against the Steelers, but go right ahead, Chris.
There's a major difference between sending out an opinion that ends up sucking, like Pickett to Pickens will be the new Montana to Rice, and having reporting based on sources that are talking to you and telling you things. I've never doubted that you had very good sources and that there was a very good chance that this would happen.
I will just say this about it. Everything I have said since I came in here on Monday, was it Monday? My days are starting to...
Well, I was here Monday with you.
Yeah, so it was Monday.
I wasn't here yesterday.
Since I sat down with you guys on Monday and said, guys, I'm getting the sense, believe it or not, that the Steelers are very close to making a Brandon Ayuk trade. Everything I've said since Monday has been right. Even when you said, how does it feel like you're on this island with Pretty Ricky and Jersey Jerry with the eyeball tweet?
Yep.
Everything I've said has been right. Even Adam Schefter, who is the GOAT of this and the greatest, had to come out yesterday and say they're not a landing spot. 2 hours later, he completely retracted it, said the Steelers are very much in it, and either he or someone at Pat McAfee's media team took down the video of him initially saying or originally saying that they weren't in it.
I don't like that, by the way. Stand by your reporting and admit that it was wrong. Why are you taking it down?
His reporting evidently changed because they were re-engaged.
I just think that's wussy stuff there by Schefter.
Guys, like, even if you want to say, Pony, who is he? He's not an insider. He's not a newsbreaker. He's not tied in like Adam Schefter. He's not tied in like Jerry Dulac. Even if you're a very big critic or skeptic of mine, or you just don't like me, read the tea leaves here. The Patriots are out. He doesn't want to play for the Browns. No other team has negotiated a contract with him or is involved in trade talks. He ain't going back to San Francisco and playing for $14 million. Mike Tomlin went on the flagship station today and made a joke about it's too early to talk to people on the West Coast, so nothing to report. And then when he got asked about it by Tim Benz in a very diplomatic way, because he doesn't want to, you know, Tomlin's not going to answer a question straight up about Ayuk, he said, I'll let you guys speculate on it, and had a big smile on his face and was laughing about it. So
he was also probably hungover because Glazer was in town last night, so he probably drank a lot and stuck Glazer with the bill.
I will say, I'm a little bit surprised. One of the things that is in my head, like when I'm saying it's 99.9999999% going to happen, that 0.0000001 that it won't is Jay Glazer is here and Tomlin gives Jay Glazer everything. Why hasn't Jay Glazer just reported this story yet? So I do think about that for a second.
Maybe Mike just decided not to give him one.
It appears as
if maybe Jay picked up the tab.
It appears as if the Post-Gazette is trolling me and must think that it's not going to happen.
Who's trolling
you
over there?
The paper of record thinks that I'm out of my mind.
I'm sure if and when you're proven right, which I think is just when, not if.
Because
I think that I'll be laughing to see them give you an apology, which because, you know, they won't.
Because Chris Carter sent out a picture of the tweet that our radio station did about what I said with Joe when he wanted me to come in here and talk about the trade.
Mm-hmm.
And then underneath it is the picture of Jordan Schultz saying there's still no deal between the 49ers and Steelers. Per multiple sources from Jordan, the two sides have spoken, they continue to speak, and the situation remains very fluid. So I'm not going to rip into Jordan here because he works for Fox now and does a very good job, and I have a good relationship with him. But I will ask again, If not the Steelers, then who?
He stays with the Niners. That's about it.
So here's one of the things I heard about that, okay? About him going back to San Francisco. You can say he's under contract. He's got to tough it out, $14 million. They don't have to pay him. They hold all the cards. He goes there. He's not going to sit out and get fined and not make money. People have made that argument. Here's the argument no one wants to make on that. These are human beings in that locker room. Many of them think Brandon Ayuk is a really good player. You think they're going to be cool with the idea that one of their star players is grossly underpaid while all kinds of wide receivers have gotten money who are his peers and actually have had, at least last season, they did not put up the numbers of Ayuk. Are they just going to be fine with him getting a raw deal from the organization and not being treated fairly? I don't think so. I think that's another part of this. I don't think Kyle Shanahan wants a situation where Brandon Ayuk doesn't quite cause a mutiny, but has San Francisco players pissed off over the way one of their best friends got treated by the team in the offseason. I know they're all professionals and whatnot, but put yourself in their shoes. Like, would you be ecstatic about an organization like telling a guy you're not good enough? For way less than you're worth?
I don't think it's necessarily that. I think that's a system that's about the system. And the players are important, but only to a point. And I think they would rather have everybody who buys into the system than a guy who's clearly disgruntled and pissed off that they won't pay him operating as one of the key parts of that system.
I think that's a possibility too.
They'd rather have Ricky Pearsall, Debo, Christian McCaffrey and Kittle, and then Juwan Jennings, a happy family there, than I want to say a malcontent, but a guy who thinks he should be getting a lot more money.
And I still believe that story that came out of San Francisco on Monday night about the Browns and the Patriots was leaked to their best beat man by the 49ers to make Ayuk the bad guy in all this. And how often do you see a story where trades that probably aren't going to happen, the details of those trades get leaked to reporters? Here's what Cleveland's offered us. Here's what New England's offered us. We don't even know for sure what Pittsburgh's offered. I don't even have that 100%. But we know what Cleveland and New England offered because those are better offers. And when
Can you believe this guy vetoed a trade? We could have gotten a great package back for him.
So
and
now
he
it's not John Lynch. Exactly. It's not John Lynch's fault anymore. It's not the 49ers organization anymore. We could have had Amari Cooper. We could have had maybe the Patriots' second round pick with a receiver, which will turn into almost a first round pick because of how bad that team is. This guy basically held us at gunpoint on this or at ransom.
We did all we could do.
Yeah.
He held the cards.
Yep. I think that's all that was. I said, as soon as that thing came out, I said, from everything I've heard, he doesn't want to play for New England or Cleveland. So why do these offers matter? He won't sign an extension with them. And I still believe, we'll see what the contract looks like. I still believe that New England's money offer to Ayuk was higher than what the Steelers are going to give him.
That he's giving them a Mike Tomlin discount.
Yeah. And say this about Tomlin. And I've crushed the guy.
You?
He has not won a playoff game since 2016. But it looks like, because of his stature within the game and how much players like him, it's going to lead to them getting Justin Fields for only a six-round pick, Patrick Queen for way under market value, and Brandon Ayuk giving up less in a trade and paying him less than other teams. Got to give him credit. Now, go out. That's like James Franklin at Penn State. You can have five-star recruiting classes. You got to beat Ohio State and Michigan. Give him credit for helping the Steelers build this much better team. Have to do something with it. The expectations and pressure on this team, Chris. What did the guy who wrote Spider-Man say? What's his name? Stanley?
Mm-hmm. Bruce Lee was a martial artist.
What did he say to much is given, much is expected, or something like that?
With great power comes great responsibility.
Thank you.
I could say that about your Twitter feed, too.
Right. Yeah,
so, I don't think that I don't think Fields, Queen, or Ayuk is, Michael Vick in his prime or like whatever, Steve Young in his prime. I don't think Patrick Queen is Derek Brooks, and I don't think Brandon Ayuk is Randy Moss. their three good to very good players better than they had at any of those positions last year. But I think even in the case of Ayuk, better by only a marginal amount.
Well, they got two guys. They got
Queen is a big upgrade, but I have questions about how good Patrick Queen ultimately will be because of Roquan Smith.
Fair enough,
Fields is a huge upgrade over their backup situation.
But all I'm saying is that a guy who got MVP votes at quarterback, an all-pro at linebacker last year, and an all-pro wide receiver all picked to play for a team that hasn't won a playoff game since 2016.
Mike has huge appeal with these guys. He has cachet that other coaches don't.
We have all the guys on NFL Network talking about Ayuk now, Donnie. So let's get their audio when we come back.
Pellicero, Rappaport, and Garofolo.
They're making faces. Are these bad faces for me?
Is Rappaport standing on a box?
We don't have the audio right now, Malzi. What do you make of what you see here?
I think they're all, you know what they all look like?
Are you sensing a mocking tone?
They all look like a bunch of guys who know they're going to eventually have to eat you-know-what when you're proven right.
Interesting. Donnie, is that the sense you're getting from looking at their faces right now?
Well, how many of those guys have completely refuted it, all three of them? I felt like Rapsheet was the one that started to turn your corner.
Rapsheet came to my side and said
he was the one yesterday who said, oh, wait a minute here, Shefty.
Yep.
They're still in this thing.
This guy Pony's unreal.
I hope you get the credit you deserve when
I'm not
this
going
happens.
To.
Why?
Because I'm a peon to them. I'm a bug.
So.
I'm a bug underneath
Nick
their
Wright's
shoe.
You're a friend of Danny Parkins's. And I think an equal.
No.
And they ought to treat you as such. Who's Jordan Schultz? Well, no, we're not going to be mean to him.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. Let's get a headline and we'll come back with what these guys said about Ayuk next. But first, a message from Donnie. Donnie was navigating some technical stuff for us. We're back up on YouTube and 93.7thefan.com's video stream. We were troubleshooting some problems with that the last couple of days, but everything looks good.
I've heard from people that's their favorite way to consume the show these days is the YouTube stream. Apparently people looking at my shiny head on camera and wondering if I'm that much shorter than you because apparently I'm never sitting up high enough in this room.
Well, Pony always has his chair up there like Yao Ming. I've noticed that at 6
Dynasty.
O'clock. When I get in there and I'm like, Jesus, man, this chair is halfway to the ceiling here.
Have we heard what these NFL Network guys said? Do we have that audio yet?
I didn't
yet?
Get to that yet, but I'll...
All right.
We've got people now citing Benjamin Albright as somebody putting in you in your place, except one...
Who is Benjamin Albright again?
A guy known for making stuff up whole cloth. Like, he has been smacked down for literally having reports that had absolutely no basis in fact. He's also one of those guys that has a Twitter picture of him looking at his phone like he's getting scoops, and I just automatically look at somebody like that and like, don't take them seriously.
You think he's trying too hard?
I know that there have been stories where he has tried to report on, I think it was Cortland Sutton related, where he was just totally wrong on stuff. Dead wrong.
It's also 8-7-24 Sidney Crosby Day. There was huge scuttlebutt that Sid was going to get an extension from the Penguins today. We'll ask Tyler Kennedy about that in 15 minutes when he joins us. I don't think a first-round pick is in this deal, and I think the Steelers are going to end up paying Ayuk less than $30 million a year. Do either of those two things change Chris Mueller's opinion on how he feels about this trade? And if so, which one more than the other?
I mean, inherently, if they're not going to give up a first-round pick, that is a good thing. Inherently, if they're not going to pay what was rumored they might pay, every $1 million saved is $1 million earned to spend to somebody else. So, like, they're both good things, but it's only a matter of degree. Man, to hear... I think Mark Schlereth said this, and I'm paraphrasing, in one of those sports minutes.
Yep.
Schlereth said something to the effect of, he's a nice player and all, but my God, we're having this soap opera-like drama for Brandon Ayuk, and that's exactly how I feel. We're not having this... Randy Moss and Jerry Rice isn't coming to the Steelers here. We're talking about Brandon Ayuk. You're getting a guy who is, I think, a marginal improvement on Deontay Johnson for a lot more money than you were paying Deontay Johnson, if and when this deal is consummated.
Man, I'm surprised that you think he's only that much better. I mean, Johnson was terrible last year.
I don't think he's much better. I don't.
But why were his numbers so much better?
Who played in a better offense?
Oh, Ayuk, for sure.
Are you sure if you put Deontay Johnson in that offense, the numbers wouldn't have looked markedly better, and that if you put Ayuk in this offense where a quarterback couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, it probably wasn't going to look all that pretty?
He can't do what Ayuk does.
What does Ayuk do?
Ayuk's a big playmaker. He was second in the league in yards per catch. Johnson's a guy that gets open fast and gives you the short routes.
But I hear about that with Ayuk. People are telling me no one separates like Brandon Ayuk, except everybody tells me that about Deontay Johnson.
Well, then I guess he's the best of both worlds. He gets
Brandon
Ayuk
is easy,
and he gets open deep.
He is a one-season wonder when it comes to being a big play threat. 12.5, 14.8, 13.0.
He's getting better.
Why? He went...
He's on the ascent.
He got better in year two, worse in year three.
Okay.
Now better in year four, so he's going to be worse in year five. He's an odd number... He's an even number player. Year five of his career is going to suck.
Amazing blocker. Just blocks out his
rear end. Here's why people like him.
Hines Ward blocker.
Here's why people like him. He came from San Francisco. The numbers last year are very good. I wouldn't deny that. He cooked the Steelers.
Yes, I think that's why the Steelers like him a lot, too.
I think that is a stupid reason to decide you like someone. It's the same reason they love Justin Fields, or at least in part. It's so hubristic to have that kind of view of yourself that, oh, if somebody succeeds against us...
Let me give you controls of the Steelers for a day, and we're rewinding all the way back to February when the offseason began. What would you have preferred they do at wide receiver?
Highsmith straight for Terry McLaurin if you want to trade Deontay Johnson.
But what
Johnson
if Washington
still
said no to that? I mean, it sounds like Washington didn't want to trade McLaurin because they wanted a receiver for Daniels.
Fair enough. I'm going to say something. What I'll answer instead is, because that's what I wanted them to do, what I'll answer instead is how I would have handled Brandon Ayuk. And I think Crowley made a very good point about this yesterday on the morning show. He said, we are all, kissing butt with Omar Khan here, telling him how great of a job he's done. And I think he's been very good, to be very clear, in his first 2 years. They probably could have waited out Jackson getting cut by the Panthers. And then if they really wanted to bring him along, I know there's a risk he could go elsewhere. But apparently everyone wants to play for Mike Tomlin, so why wouldn't he?
Yep.
Pick up a cut player. And then if you really want to do this Ayuk deal, and there were rumors that they wanted a wide receiver back, boom. You can have your cake and eat it,
but
too.
That's
you
still
can get
something
rid of Deontay
you,
and
but
go
that's
to Ayuk.
Still something
I wouldn't
you
like
wouldn't
it.
Have done because
I wouldn't
you don't
have
think,
done it, but that's how they should have tried to do this deal that they're trying to get
still,
over the finish line.
I still don't think that San Francisco would have taken Johnson.
Why?
Because his reputation is crap around the league.
Brandon Ayuk was in their doghouse for his first 2 years.
Yes, and he's now an effervescent human being that's willing to do whatever it takes.
Oh, yeah, he's willing to do whatever it takes to get the hell out of San Francisco.
Well, he's a man that looks out for number one because he has to think about his family.
Isn't that what people say about Deontay Johnson?
Deontay Johnson watches a fumble knock off his calf after he didn't catch a touchdown in the end zone, Mulsey.
Brandon Ayuk's best play was a lucky one where the ball hit off a guy's helmet.
Oh, my God. It took amazing hand-eye coordination. What are you talking about?
Deontay Johnson's made catches that were better than that last year.
So he also drops easy balls and runs backwards. What do you want to do now? Retroactively take away Lynn Swann's Super Bowl MVP?
Donnie would like that because he's overrated, right, Donnie? Let's give Stallworth some love here.
Here is what Garofolo and Rap Sheet are saying about Ayuk.
There is no deal. The 49ers have had those trade talks with multiple teams, including the Pittsburgh Steelers, from what I understand. But there is no trade agreement in place. There is no contract finalized. We will continue to monitor the situation.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. Been getting close for the last couple of days. Nothing is done. I would echo what Mike's definitely anonymous source definitely didn't just tell him 2 minutes before the broadcast. Here's the interesting thing for me, guys, is, Brandon Ayuk has a lot of power here. And look, teams have power. The 49ers can hold out and not do a trade. If Brandon Ayuk wants to go to the Pittsburgh Steelers, if he will only sign an extension there, which that hasn't specifically been conveyed to me, but he certainly does feel like that's a place that he would like to be, then that's where he's going, right? Because that's sort of where we are with players nowadays, the kind of leverage they have, the kind of power they have. If Brandon Ayuk wants to go to the Steelers, then eventually that's likely where he will be going. It's just complicated. The 49ers have to get a deal that they would like. We will see whether it is with the Steelers, whether it's picks or a player. I know if it was a couple other teams, maybe they would have gotten a receiver. Maybe that's something still in their mind. We will potentially soon find out, hopefully, God willing. Then there's the contract, which also have to be agreed to. These are not simple transactions, which is probably why for the last 3 or 4 days we've all been telling you the same thing.
All right, so Garofolo, it sounds like, vehemently disagrees with what I've said about this. Rappaport
clearly thinks you're right. I read that as, or I hear that and interpret as, Rappaport ultimately thinks you are correct.
But that I just jumped the gun on it?
But that he can't probably get sourcing to the degree that you clearly feel like you have gotten, which is why you said 99.99. I think you went to the 1,000th or 10,000th decimal place.
I'm willing to go an extra one right now.
100,000th decimal
yes.
place. Okay, good. I think he is ultimately trying to telegraph there, you're right. He just doesn't have it sourced out to that degree yet. Garofolo, I mean, I'd normally support bald guys, but I think he's wrong to poo-poo this.
That's what you heard there?
There was some poo-pooing. Or there was, there's almost like this little, come on now, little folks, radio folks saying this stuff. Let us real insiders handle it. We'll tell you when a deal's done. Unless we're Adam Schefter and we have to go back on our word because we got it wrong the first time and then tried to scrub all evidence of it from the
internet. Or a guy Monday night in San Francisco said the Steelers were out.
Mayoko.
Yes.
Yeah, I think he got used. I heard you go on with Joe today to talk about this in real time when you were tweeting out that you felt like it was a done deal. I do think he got used. I think it is absolutely in the Niners' best interest to make him seem like the bad guy here to their fans.
All right, coming up next, we'll see if a Sidney Crosby contract is the next thing that's on our plate today when we go with TK on Crosby Day. Tyler Kennedy. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Quick time out, and we're right back on The Fan. Here's Donnie.
Mr. Kennedy!
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Let's see if we can get a twofer here. A Brandon Ayuk trade and a Sidney Crosby extension all on the same date as Sid's birthday. 8-7, very superstitious guy, wears number 87, signed an $8.7 million a year contract the last time around with the Penguins, and here we are now, 2:36 on August 7th, waiting to see if he will make it official again with the Penguins today. And for more on that, on the hotline is the great Tyler Kennedy, Sid's former teammate and Stanley Cup champ. Tyler, have you texted Sid happy birthday?
I have not. Thank you for reminding me, though. It just honestly, you know, kids and all the rest of stuff, you know, I'm trying to remember my own birthday with my kids, with my wife, with her family.
If you send him one now, do you think he'd get back to you before the interview was over?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Can you put to the test? Do you mind? Like, we'll filibuster here for a second.
We'll give you a second to send him.
Wait one sec.
All right. Yeah, we want you to send him a happy birthday, and I want to see, you've got about, 10 minutes here, Pony, or so? 10 minutes.
Yeah. And I'm sitting right now.
Perfect.
Doesn't have to be a...
No, just be, hey, Sid, hey, happy birthday, man.
Doesn't have to be the Dead Sea Scrolls. Yeah. Don't have to go into crazy detail here. Just let the guy know, hey, thinking about you on your birthday, you're the man.
Well, that is kind of the Dead Sea Scrolls by dude standards. I would just send happy birthday.
This your guy, TK, thinking of you.
Happy birthday, Sid. Hope you're reading a great book about World War II or something like that.
Yeah, what are some of his hobbies besides hockey?
If you were getting him a birthday present, not that you would, but if you were actually trying to get him something thoughtful that wasn't just a bottle of expensive liquor or something like that, what would you actually try to get the dude to say, I won the birthday present game?
Ooh, so I think Sid, he's not like, he likes stuff that's like well thought out, that it's not so much about money, but more of thought and like just generosity and thoughtfulness. You know, I don't think, obviously he's done pretty well, I don't think the money's the issue, it's where it comes from per se. And I think, I don't know, that's a hard one, from maybe a painting, I have no idea, or maybe something from back home.
I feel like he would like it if you gave him a ship and a bottle. I think he would just go wild for that, TK.
Yeah, like again, I he's a guy that likes stuff that means something. You know what I mean? Like, he is, I think the best story I heard about Sid with, like, him just thinking just better than everyone else is when, I don't know who he sent it to, but something happened where he had to thank someone, and instead of sending them an email thanking them, he handwrote a letter and mailed them to them. And, like, I guess the guy opened it up, he goes, I actually got a handwritten letter from Sidney Crosby, and it's like so Sid, you know what I mean? Like so old school, so great, so meaningful. And that's Sid, you know, that's what makes him like special and different.
How superstitious is he about his birthday and like those two numbers? Like, I'm surprised he didn't announce that he was signing a new extension with the Penguins at 8:07 AM. So I guess what, we have to wait till 8:07 PM on 8/7 for him to do this. What are we talking about here?
You know what? Surprised he doesn't have a tattoo on his body of 8/7, you know? But I don't know. Maybe Sid would say the old, you don't put stickers on a Ferrari, you know, one of those ones.
Yes.
But He definitely is. I think he's loosening up with time. Maybe he's not. Again, guys, I haven't played with him in a long, long time. But when I did, he was definitely superstitious in a lot of different ways. And what you don't realize when you play with guys, some guys are very good at hiding the little things. Even like, you know, things you don't really notice that they pay attention to in their head. So maybe he's got a lot more than we realize.
Do you expect him to sign an extension with the Penguins soon?
I would hope it gets done before the year starts, because that's the last thing I want to hear about all year from all the media. Is like, is he going to sign? And especially if the Penguins don't come out hot and they're like a five. Sid just texted me back. I told you, boys.
Let's go.
Let's go. I got to tell you, the guy doesn't miss. The guy's unbelievable. But anyways, I lost my train of thought. I think I might be more excited than you guys.
You said the thing that sets him apart or whatever you were talking about.
Oh, no, no. For him signing. No, I just think if the team doesn't get off to a hot start, like the first thing everyone's going to come up is Sid going to stay. And I know he will, but like, it's just an easy conversation piece that I don't know if you want that around the team. You know, he's a centerpiece of the team. He's Mr. Penguin. You know, he's the guy. The last thing you want is people having a little bit of noise that he might leave. And especially if you're on another team that has a good chance of maybe competing for a Stanley Cup, like maybe his buddy Nathan, giving Sid a crawl, say, he said, we'll give you whatever you want. Come here. We can win together. Like, you know, that's the last thing you need. But I just hope it gets done before the year, and it should get done before the beginning of the year.
TK, he's so dedicated to hockey. This is kind of I don't know if I've ever asked you something like this before, and I don't want to go down a negative road at all here on like him maybe not wanting to sign here. In his heart, if he believed in his heart of hearts that he didn't really think the Penguins could win another cup in his the rest of whatever his playing career is, 4 or 5 years, whatever he wants it to be.
Yeah.
Do you think he would tell them, I don't want to sign here, I want to go somewhere where I actually can win one? Or do you think that that's not in his DNA?
I think it's in his DNA to be like, I can pull a team into the playoffs and let's see what happens.
So he just can't even conceptualize being on a team that doesn't have a chance in his own mind, right? Like, he thinks if I'm there, we have a chance.
Yeah, it's like, especially those top guys, they no matter, they're so confident, focused, and believing in what they're doing to be successful that like they don't like move off their belief, you know. And I think Sid's going into the year like, hey, I'm gonna put the team on my back like I did last year, and we're gonna turn it around, and we're gonna show them that we can still compete in this league, and we can have a chance to win the Stanley Cup. That's how I think he's going in. And again, guys, I was on the ice with him like 2 or 3 months ago.
Ooh,
like 2 months ago, I'd say end of June, I think. And he was like mid-season form. Like, he doesn't miss, you know. And it's not that he gets on social media or nothing, but like, he's so driven to be the best in the world. It's like inspiring to be around him and seeing that work ethic. Like, again, I wish like kids around Pittsburgh that are trying to be hockey players can go watch Sidney Crosby for an hour and see what it takes, because he is a perfect example of what it takes to get to the next level and be elite at the next level.
Tyler Kennedy on Sidney Crosby's birthday and getting a text from Sid. We bring people together on the show. We break trades and we get guys reacquainted.
Speaking
with
of bringing
another.
People together, TK, are we having that match? I've been all over the map. 81 yesterday.
Calling me out.
81 yesterday with 39 putts and then a 95 today. So I'm all over the map, TK.
Is this Mr. Muster talking? I've actually talked to people that knew you going.
Oh my God! If you said mustard, geez, you must have known some people that.
Oh, we
got
to get to the bottom of that.
That knew your.
No.
And I heard you're a pretty good golfer. You might be sandbagging me right now. Also, yeah. I have another thing. Someone wants to take us to Oakmont and go head to head.
Oh my God!
Up, cameras there, and no one. I haven't touched my clubs in 3 weeks, but I am. I'm one of those guys in between my ears. I got it. I can figure it out quick. Get me on the course. I'm golfing this weekend. By Monday, I'll be buzzing again. So anytime, any place, anywhere,
Let's get this done.
All right. Hey, and got a new driver, got the Callaway Smoke AI. Oh.
All right, Tyler.
Well, going straight for once.
There you go. TK, thank you.
All right, boys. Have a good one.
Rain and a low of 71 tonight. That's Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Back into the IUK stuff. Mike Florio is going to chime in at 3:30. Excited for that. Aditi at 4:15. Jeff from Steelers Camp at 5:15. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.